The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to the Word of Prophecy Broadcast, radio's most challenging hour, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I've come your way today with a true message right out of your Holy Bible, which is the Word of God, along with prophetic revelations of the Holy Ghost. Now, I call your attention to the fact that this is not a typical gospel talk show. This program presents a no-nonsense message from the Word of God out of your Holy Bible to turn God's people to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And this ministry has been raised up by the Lord to be a lighthouse and our message for a beacon and guidepost for the world-conforming church of our Lord and to our misguided and sick society. And I pray that the Lord will give you ears to hear this true prophetic revelation and message I bring to you today by Holy Ghost anointing entitled, The Coming of Our Lord Jesus Christ. We'll begin in Matthew 24:27. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. The coming of Christ, Jesus said, will be suddenly, it'll be quick, it'll be without warning, and as he said, it'll be in such an hour, in verse 44, as you think not. Now, beginning in verse 1 of this great chapter on prophecy, prophetic revelation from the lips of our Lord and Master, the greatest prophet who ever lived, in Matthew 24:1, Jesus went out and departed from the temple on this occasion, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us. Now, here was three questions his disciples asking. Number one, when shall these things be? That is, when shall the temple be destroyed? Number two, what shall be the signs of thy coming? And number three, what shall be the signs of the end of the world? Now, he answers these questions in the rest of this chapter, and much to the confusion and dismay of many, and people think because that he's answering the question here on the time that the temple will be destroyed, well, the thing about it is the same signs are going to appear here in this end time that are signs of his coming and of the end of the age, just exactly like they were in the signs of the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem. Now, there's many more that goes along that applies to this end time. But here, some of these signs were ominous. They were ominous warnings here to those of this first church age that the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem was very close at hand. But now he says, I want you to know the answer to this. And here he begins in verse 4. Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And let me pause here to mention to you that Jesus mentions three times in this warning, this great Olivet message, the warning of false prophets. Three times. Verse 11, he said, many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And then in verse 24, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders that, inasmuch, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
Now, see, the three greatest dangers, the three gravest dangers to Christians in God's elect in this old sick society of this end time age, number one is false prophets. Number two is counterfeit Bibles that are so abundant today. And number three are the Christians, or the professing Christians, the counterfeit Christians that these false prophets and these phony Bibles are producing with their testimonies. Now he continues in verse 6, "Ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars." These are all signs of his return. "Be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet." Then he continues, "Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines and pestilences," that's epidemics, "and earthquakes in divers places." Verse 8, "All these are the beginning of sorrows." Then he says, verse 9 and 10, these are, you know, people today ask the question, are all the signs of the return of Jesus Christ fulfilled, and can he return at any moment? They are not. The answer is no. All this old talk about, I heard a preacher some time ago, I visited the church, and he said, Jesus could come tonight, folks, and they all got up and hoop and hollered. Then he said, he could even have come last night. Well, how absurd and foolish a statement can you make? If Jesus could have come last night, he would have come last night. If he could come tonight, he would come tonight. Well, it's very obvious he didn't come, and he can't come, because all the signs are not fulfilled. And let me tell you something, my friend. The message I'm preaching will make you live a lot closer to God than this here easy rapture theory that's being around here, got everybody jumping up and down, giddy and filled with spiritual vertigo, and they're whirly and live just careless lives. Let me tell you, God's going to turn this old end-time church to fasting and prayer and get them up for their sit-down places and out of the supper rooms to the upper room where they're fasting and seeking God. So he says, verse 9 and 10, "Then shall they deliver you." This was written to the church. It wasn't written to Jews. It was written to the church. "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake." This is still going to be fulfilled in the very immediate future upon the church of this end-time generation, and Jesus is not coming until this is fulfilled. Verse 10, "Then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise and deceive many." Verse 12, "Because iniquity," that's rebellion against the word of God, "shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." Here in this old age, when people are talking about so much love, you sure don't see it manifested. It's just a lot of talk. I'll tell you, God's going to have a church without spot or blemish, a church where people love God with all their hearts, they love each other, and they're willing to give their lives for each other. We've never seen the real love of God like the early church had it in the book of Acts. But we're going to have it. We're going to have that real faith, that true holiness, the fear of God, the real gifts of the Spirit that will operate for deliverance. We're going to see people trusting God for their healing and not laying in the hospitals and in the doctor's offices and in the druggist's offices. We're going to see God's people tested to the very, the very brink of the breaking of their faith. And he says, verse 13, "But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." Now, he didn't say endure until the last 7 years that we hear so much about. The 7 years is not even mentioned in the Bible. Not one place can you find it. Talking about 7 years. The Bible speaks of 3.5 years in which the saints are going to be tried and purged and made white. And the only time that you could even come up with any indication of 7 years is in Daniel 9:27, where it said, "And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week." And that doesn't say there's a 7-year tribulation period. That is not in the Bible. The Bible speaks of 3.5 years, and we better listen to Bible terminology and not some of these fables that we hear so much about and a lot of sweet talk. Now he says, "He that shall endure." We're going to have to endure a lot of things unto the end of this trouble arising, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom, not this old mess of charismatic junk that's being preached today, but the gospel of the kingdom, the true gospel of the kingdom, is going to be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come, and it's going to be preached in Russia and China behind the Iron Curtain in all the nations, because God's going to break down the Iron Curtain, and God's witnesses and missionaries and prophets are going to prophesy all over this world. Praise God, they're going to be on television. I mean real prophets. I don't mean these old phonies and sorcerers like's on there today. I'm talking about real men of God. And God said there's a time of trouble arising. Now the Bible speaks of then during this time of trouble, beginning in Daniel the 7th chapter, as Daniel looked in this great vision that he had in verse 21. He said, I beheld in the same horn, and that horn was the Antichrist in this vision. He made war with the saints, and he prevailed against them until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. Here we talk about the saints won't be in tribulation. The saints won't be purged. The saints won't face the Antichrist and have to overcome his mark in his image and the number of his name. Sure you will. I'm going to tell you, that old boy's out here waiting to try your faith that you've been talking about. So many people today is talking about great faith and great love. God's going to use the Antichrist to try it and to make the church white and without blemish. And he said the saints will possess the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth. That's the Antichrist and his kingdom. And he'll break down the whole earth and tread it in pieces. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom are 10 kings that shall arise. And another shall rise after them. That's the Antichrist. In the middle of these 10 common market nations, the Antichrist will arise. And he's arising right now. There only needs to be one more nation to join the common market. And that old kingdom will be revived. And he said he'll subdue 3 kings. He'll speak great words against the Most High. Listen to this. And he shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Where do saints come from? Out of the church, and everybody knows it. They're people who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb and have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. He said he'll wear out these saints and think to change times and laws, and they'll be given how long? Into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. That's 3.5 years. And the Bible corroborates that in Revelation 13:7. And it was given unto him, the Antichrist, to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all nations and kindreds and tongues. That means the United States too. And verse 5 says, power was given him to continue 42 months or 3.5 years. And we need to listen to what the Holy Ghost in the Bible is saying and not what a lot of speakeasy preachers are making up and telling us. Well, tomorrow we'll continue on the coming of the Lord. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we pray that you'll grip every heart and soul in divine power and persuasion to turn them to the fear of God, to the Word of God, which is able, Lord, to give them light and understanding on the future, that they may prepare themselves for these great things, these great prophetic fulfillments that we must endure. We ask in Jesus' name and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle. Our mailing address is Word of Prophecy, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. We have these messages prepared on cassette tape, and also we have them written out that you can write us. You can receive them for just an offering toward the support of this ministry. We'll mail them to you upon your request. And friends, we'll use whatever you send us to get this message out across to America in literature and on radio, by cassette and in person. And God is really moving to see that this message does get out. And we certainly need your support. And we want to share these revelations and messages with you that will write us this week to Brother Ray Pringle, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. Let us know the station you hear the broadcast over, please, as you write. And may God grip your hearts in this message with its power and persuasion until the next broadcast is our prayer for you and your family.